when I came to your 1 pound event, whatever I tried learning from other different areas, you were kind of dropping it everything in the 1 pound course. I felt so much value. The first property which I took on rent to rent was a 7 bed. Second one was 11 bed. So mine were massive properties.
So your cash flow coming in is good now?
Cash flow, I'm making about 3,000 pounds a month. But with so many deals available, I'm going to make around 7,000 pounds.
Wow.
So I was lucky enough to convince an agency.
Now you were skilled. You were skilled enough.
Most of my landlords are from the agency to whom I stayed with them when I came to the UK.
You were a tenant in a HMO.
I'm flooded with more deals which I cannot take on.
Samuel Johnson, Mr. IT engineer from India, came to England for your job, which you now quit.
Yes, that's true.
Because you got into property instead.
Yeah, that's true. I think property is one of the things which I wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah.
So quitting IT is one of the, I think it's a good thing.
So a few years ago, when you came to England, did you have any idea that you were going to end up doing property in England?
Never. I thought I'll be just working here, saving money, sending to India, buy some properties there. But I never thought that I'll be starting some business in the UK.
Yeah. So you moved to England, was it in like around 2017?
Yeah, 2017.
And how did you meet me? What happened?
So I came across you through your YouTube videos. So actually, I wanted to start something. I was like, okay, let me start in India. It was my plan. I wanted to start there. But I kept on working on here. And then I thought, okay, why not buy a property in the UK? So the first place was, let me buy a property in UK. But when I started Googling and finding out like what are the other ways to do it, then you popped up and said, no, there's so many other ways to do it. There's so many strategies available. Then I was so interested in it. I was like, okay, let's do it. And that's how I ended up meeting you and came to the 1 pound course.
So you came to the 1 pound course about how long ago, maybe?
In June last year.
Okay, June last year, so almost a year ago. And then what happened?
So I came to the 1 pound course, and I actually, before coming to the 1 pound course, I went to some of the other events, but I went and joined in training something similar to this one, but I couldn't get the enough value out of it. So, but when I came to your 1 pound event, whatever I tried learning from other different areas, you were kind of dropping it everything in the 1 pound course. I felt so much value you were adding in, and I definitely joined up to the advanced program and said, okay, let me proceed with it. But when I started knowing more about it, then I'm like, all I need is the support. It's like the inclusivity within the academy. It's like that what pushed me to join the academy. And I was like, okay, that's what I want to do now. So let's join, be with the people. And then,
you're now like part of the furniture. Everyone knows who you are. You're at all the events. You're on the masterminds. And the great thing about you, Samuel, is you are a big thinker. Your first property was... Well, you tell me, what was your first property?
The first property which I took on rent-to-rent was a 7-bed. And the second one was 11-bed. So mine were massive properties, to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah.
A 7-bed is your first property.
Yeah.
And then your second one is an 11-bed.
Yeah.
And you've got two more properties. And you've also, you're in the process of securing now two purchase lease option agreements.
Exactly, yeah.
So your cash flow coming in is good now.
Yeah, the cash flow, I'm making about 3,000 pounds a month, but I have a target of, with so many deals available, I'm going to make around 7,000 pounds.
About seven. So at the moment it's three, but once everything comes through and is live and everything's full, it'll be around 7,000. When did you come to the decision to quit your job as an IT consultant engineer?
That was a plan for last year. So when I came and joined, learned all about property or came on to your mastermind and all the academy, I was like, okay, the target, what I want to do is quit my job in 6 months because I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. So anyway, I don't want to do it for the rest of my life. So why can't I quit immediately?
Yeah.
Then like, if I'm not going to add value there, let me work on myself and add value for me. So that's what I wanted to do. So 6 months, I took a target, like, let me do it within 6 months. So first deal over the line, second deal, then I got 3,000 pounds cash flow. Then I said, let's quit the job.
So you're making 3,000 pounds a month profit just from your first two deals?
Exactly, yeah.
Wow. 1.5 grand a month each. That's awesome. So the other two then, they're not quite live yet. You've totally secured them, contract signed.
Contract signed for 18 more beds, which is contract signed.
Damn.
Yeah.
So 18 beds plus the ones that you've got, which is how many beds?
Currently, I'm having 18 beds. Then there's 18 more coming
up. So 36. And what are these? Are these HMOs then?
Yeah, these are existing HMOs But these are bigger HMOs, which my patch is in Article 4 area. So we have quite a lot of HMOs in that area. Mm-hmm. So there are multiple coming up.
So what's your service that you're offering to landlords? What is it that you're offering?
I'm offering kind of hands-off experience to the landlord. And also the one which I'm taking on, we are doing light refurbs to the property as well. Because these properties, the existing ones which I'm working on, are student properties. So they've been as a student property for so many years, but it's kind of a rundown state where nobody wants to stay in it, or the landlords are finding it difficult renting out. So I was lucky enough to convince an agency.
No, you were skilled.
Yeah.
You were skilled enough.
Exactly. Skilled enough to convince an agency, because all the trainings and all the mentoring calls, which I was keep on having, people were suggesting me what my script and how to find it out, how to go about it. So that would kind of take me to that line. And I'm doing actually in those HMOs, I'm refurbing the HMOs, investing some money, and then I'm specifically focusing only on professionals rather than focusing on students. So my target clients are specifically from tech background clients, so I don't have any problems with my HMOs. So yeah, that's my main.
So what you're doing then is you're finding big student houses.
Exactly.
Where they're a bit run down. The landlords are like, ugh, fed up with them. And then you're coming in. How long of a lease are you signing with these properties?
The minimum ones are 3 years, which is what I'm signing. And there's extendable up to 5 years as well.
Yes.
But since I've done it up nicely, the landlords are quite happy with what I'm doing. So they just want to give yes. away more properties to me.
And sometimes you're negotiating an option to buy the property at the end.
Exactly. So that's what we've been doing for both the properties. Two of our properties, which we have already placed a lease option on them, because the landlords are already suffering with it and we are kind of taking on and managing it. So we placed a lease option to buy them at the 7th year.
Okay. And have they agreed that?
They haven't agreed. They're working on it as we speak.
So you're in negotiations?
Yeah, we are in negotiation in terms of the price and what value we are giving
sure.
to them in 7 years. But yeah.
What a strategy. And where are you doing this?
In Leamington Spa, Warwickshire.
So how are you finding these landlords? Where are they?
For me, landlords is direct interactions. I go to some of the networking events, but most of my landlords are from the agency, one of the letting agency whom I stayed with them when I came to the UK. So that's how it happened.
You were a tenant in a HMO.
Yeah, when I came to the country, so I stayed in one of the HMOs.
Yeah.
And when I was going behind so many agencies, trying to convince so many agencies, I just found a reason how I can get involved with the agency. I stepped inside to the agency and said, I'm looking for HMOs. And they're like, oh, are you looking for rooms? And they're like, no, I'm looking for HMO. I'm like, for you? Yeah, I stayed in one of your properties, if you remember. I said, yeah, we remember you. We have seen you before. So I like, what do you want to do with that? Then I said, no, I would just want to take on completely as a lease agreement. And then I want to run it as a professional HMO, as all bills inclusive. They're like, okay, we have worked with companies before, but we have a very bad reputation with the company. So we are not working on it. But I kept going there almost once in a week and kept being persistent about it. No. In that way, they kind of, okay, just do some viewings in a couple of properties. We plate offers in a couple of properties. Then they convince the landlord for me that this company will take it and run it up.
So you knew the letting agent because you rented a property, but you were just a HMO tenant, a IT consultant. You pitched them on rent-to-rent.
Exactly.
And they said no.
No.
They had a bad experience. Isn't it awkward coming back the next week and asking them again when they already told you no?
That's fine, because all they want to know is an agent would want to work with someone as long as they knew and trust the person, right? It's more about...
But how are you building trust by just going back again and again? Like, what are you saying?
Just saying them that what I'm trying to do. I think the story behind me coming as a IT consultant, I'm working in that particular and I'm focusing on a different market. I know tenants who are coming from different countries. I know professional tenants already because I am a professional as well. So I just want to run it up as an all bills inclusive. So for them, they didn't focus on professional market. Their target was student market.
Sure.
So for them, there's one less property to worry about.
Yes.
So they're like, okay.
So when they said yes to you, how did you afford to get through the referencing and everything? Because a big 7-bed HMO, that's a big deal.
Luckily, they didn't do any referencing for me.
They didn't do any referencing?
No, because
Why?
They had the trust. Because I was persistent. They know me because I stayed in one of the HMOs. So it's like me going back every day to them. I literally know everyone from the agency.
But the thing is that They normally do like affordability checks. Yeah. Did they not do that?
They didn't check on anything because they know with the company which I was working for at that time. So
they know you're in work and they just said, all right, fine. What was your salary as an IT consultant?
It's 45K.
Okay, so you're a decent salary and your goal was to replace that through property. So when you got this first property and you signed for it, were you scared that it wouldn't work?
I'm shit scared. I was shit scared, to be honest, because I didn't know what I was doing. I have all the training. I have all the knowledge. That's what the power of the mentoring calls, I would say. I kept on booking mentoring calls, asking them what I should do, how to go about it, what number should I place, or how can I find tenants for me. So those were the things which kept on going to me.
So you're being guided on what to say. And I know I'm kind of teasing you about going back, but we were saying that at the time. We were saying, be persistent. I was saying to you, like, turn up again, say, hey, it's me. You know, what you got for me this week? That's what you got to do. And then people, they'll begin to think, man, I'll give him a property just to get him off my back.
Exactly, yeah.
And then once they're giving you one and it works, did you get the same property from the same agent?
Yeah, almost all my properties are from the same agency now.
Yes. So that one yes opened the floodgates.
Exactly. Because the reason behind it is they said, when they handed over to me, they said, we don't want you to fail. So we know it's a risk we are taking from our side, so we hope you do better. But when I did the refurbs, I spent around £2,500, which I credit card swiped it, everything, that up nicely. Then I sent the pictures to them with before and after. So they sent it to the directors and they sent it to the landlords and everyone was happy. And I was able to fill those rooms within 2 weeks.
Nice.
So then they understood what I was trying to do and understood the market. And then like, Sam, can you do the other one? So can you take this one? Can you just place offers on this one? So
why would the landlords not just spend £2,500 themselves and just rent it out themselves as a professional HMO?
It depends on the landlords, because sometimes the landlords are tired, sometimes they are used to student market, sometimes they just don't want to do it. They just don't want the hassle.
So they've neglected the property.
Exactly.
They're busy and you're coming along and you're saying, I want your crumbs. You're not bothered about putting some elbow grease and redoing it up and remarketing it. You don't want to do all that. You don't want the hassle. Let me do it. I'll give you a guaranteed rent. How much rent are you paying that landlord?
The 7-bed, I'm paying $2,200.
The letting agent are presumably getting their commission, so they're happy. The landlord's getting his rent, he's happy. And then you're renting it out. How much do you rent it for?
I'm renting it out for $575 and $600 each room.
So you're renting it for about $4,000. And then who's paying the bills?
I'm taking care of the bills.
And how much are they?
So the gas and electricity is around £700. The council taxes are about £100. And the other charges, cleaning and everything, is about £100. So £1,000 all in.
So you're making about £1,000 profit. And then how much rent are you paying for the second one?
The second one, for the 11 bed, I'm paying £2,000 as rent.
Just £2,000?
Yeah.
And there's 11 bedrooms?
Yeah, exactly.
So that one's even more profitable?
Yeah, that's making me around £2,200 profit.
Wow, damn. How much did you have to spend on it?
I spent around £6,000 on that one because it was in a very rundown state, but I'm making £2,000 profit on it.
So. Yeah. How's life changed then? Like, when you saw the money coming in, what did you think? Were you shocked?
I was working at that time when I kind of consistently did all these properties. And when I see the money coming inside every month, I'm like, I don't want to do my job anymore because I can make that particular money when I'm without doing anything. So I decided to quit the job. I said, I can make still more because I had a consistent pipeline and I can make more. So why not spend my time efficiently in
growing your business?
Yeah, exactly.
And then when you quit your job, I was expecting you to go really hard on the property thing, but you didn't. You just buggered off to India. We didn't see you for like at least a month. What happened?
Yeah, actually, when I resigned my job, I was like, let me go back to India for a month to set right the things, whichever is happening there. And then I came back. I kind of had a break.
A bit of a holiday.
Yeah.
Was the money still coming in from the properties?
Yeah, money was still coming in. I was making profit. I think I just had two calls when I was in India from my tenants saying that one of the switchboards broken or something. I just sent my electrician to fix it and it was completely passive. And I was like, yeah, it's really working.
Wow. So not only are you making 3,000 miles a month, but it's pretty passive.
Yeah, pretty passive. I kind of work 1 hour on both the properties, just visit them, do the numbers, and yeah.
And your next two properties that are going to be going through next month, they're going to be making a similar sort of profit, are they?
Yeah, exactly. So we have signed up an 8-bed, we have signed up a 10-bed, 10 en suites, and also we are currently working on a 6-bed and a 7-bed as well. So it's like in 49 rooms in total.
49 rooms. Do you miss your job?
No.
Not at all.
Because I think I'm more happier now working for myself.
Yeah.
Even though I'm putting in more efforts, I'm getting to meet people in a more strategic way in terms of have a focus on what I want to be achieved, where I want to go. Even if I work for a job, it's going to still give me 5% or 10% every year. But if working for myself, I can make 300% or 400% more, grow the business. It's kind of an asset for the family and for anybody whoever is coming in.
What do your family think and your wife about how you're doing in property?
They're pretty happy in terms of it. Not all my family members know about it yet. It's just my mom, my brother, and my first circle know about it. I haven't opened up anyone to anyone because they're all back in India. So I don't want them to worry about it in terms of what is he trying to do and stuff. So I'm keeping it close now. I thought I'll help them all around in terms of once I go back and try to do that.
What's the long-term plan then? Are you going to start using the money and then buying houses?
Yeah. So the long-term goal is to get into BRRs to HMOs.
BRR to HMO.
BRR
to HMO. Yeah, because you could buy rundown HMOs, student ones that are really tacky, and you could buy them. And then you could do them up and then get a commercial valuation, refinance them and grow your actual portfolio as well as controlling properties.
Exactly. So that's the plan now. So since I know the agent and since I know a couple of landlords,
yes.
I'm kind of flooded with more deals now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm flooded with more deals, which I cannot take on. So
damn.
Pretty much in talks with some of the investors to kind of joint venture and deal source.
So finances for you are good now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How's it been working with me over the last sort of 6 months?
It completely changed my life, to be honest. That's what I would say, because whenever I meet, I crew some of the events, and whenever I meet some people, they have that doubts in them, like whether can they achieve it. So I say, take me as an example, who came into this country 5 years before, no contacts, nothing. So being in the academy, being around the circle, it's like academy is like a second family to me now.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody, I speak to everyone once in a week and I meet so many people, help around everyone, just pulling each other up. So yeah, I would say it's life changing.
Well, you've done extremely well. What will be your best piece of advice for somebody wanting to get started and do what you've done?
Best advice would be to be persistent, learn what you want to know. It's like the knowledge, the network, and being persistent in taking actions. So
yes.
That would be the...
And you mentioned about the £1 course that you went to. What was that like?
£1 course is really amazing because when I came into that course, that's where I saw the inclusivity of everyone, the people around there, everybody trying to help you, trying to help you to get to that level.
Yes.
So that's the reason immediately I said, I needed the support. I needed the people. I needed the knowledge. So it's best to be in the circle, get inside the circle, then all is left up to you is push yourself to the limit and then take action. So if you take actions and be in the circle, then obviously you're going
to
win.
Well, you've done so well, man. Big respect to what you've achieved, Samuel. So if you want to come down to the £1 property investors crash course, like my man Samuel did, you're going to have your mind blown when you see what's possible in this market this year. And what you can achieve is incredible. So I'm going to leave a link in the description. Get booked on. It's literally £1, no catches. Come and spend the day with me and the team. I'll see you there. Enjoy.